Right, I'm Ken McCracken, farmer extraordinaire, advisor to the mining industry, and a somewhat old-fashioned space person.
Good evening, Ken. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening, Andrew. Delighted to be here.
It was rumoured during the budget-setting process that the Australian Space Office and perhaps even the Space Council would be abolished. What happened there eventually?
In the event, I believe that the input that the community of Australia made at that time had an effect, the decision was put on hold, and the budget papers recorded that there would be an inquiry into the Australian space program to determine whether it was meeting its objectives and to determine whether it should be continued or improved and enhanced.
At the time that inquiry or decision was made to basically hang on for a year, the Space Council had called for some proposals. What were those proposals?
The proposals were to focus on the construction of one or perhaps two satellites. What the council was saying was, we have reached the stage of maturity, and they were correct, the stage of maturity where we should now be moving beyond individual instruments for space, and we should be setting our goals on producing our own satellite. They had said to the community of Australia, tell us which satellite each of you thinks is important. Tell us what it would do, and tell us who would use the data or the product. Quite correctly, I believe, they were saying satellites are for practical purposes, and while telling us about what you should do, you must tell us who the ultimate beneficiary will be. So that process had been started. A short list of six proposers had been identified and told to go away and sharpen their pencils and produce their final submission. And in the middle of that process was this announcement that indicated, essentially, that the whole space program could be cancelled.
So if I was one of their proposers and I knew that this had happened, I'd wonder whether it was worthwhile even putting in a proposal.
Well, that's a very fair comment. And I don't know the final outcome, but I believe many of the proponents took just that attitude, and that the majority maybe failed to meet the final deadline.
And that squawking in the background, there's a seagull here at the Powerhouse Museum.
It was one of the proposers being dragged away screaming.
I was just going to suggest that symbolises the state of the industry. Well, Ken, where do you think we should go from here now that we're in this, basically it's a mess, isn't it?
I think we certainly have reached a major turning point. And I start my comments by saying, on the other hand, let us look at what we have achieved. Because many people in a truly Australian tradition will only see what we haven't achieved and don't see what we have achieved. So let's first of all look at what we have achieved. Since Sir Russell Madigan produced the Madigan Report, which was really the first signpost to where Australia should go in space, since then, $100 million have been spent, actually spent, on doing space work. And this number will come as a surprise to most people. But it is true. And it is, first of all, an indication of how expensive space work is. It is expensive. But we have done that. And as a result of that, and of course Sir Russell was quite disappointed, nowhere like as much as he proposed has been spent. But since he made that suggestion, and since it was taken up in part, we now have two... We have parts of two major instruments. We've built parts of both the ERS-1 and the ERS-2 European remote sensing satellites. We're building a third of the major instrument on the ERS-3. We have flown Endeavour, our ultraviolet test horse. We have put in new reception facilities for radar satellites. We've built an entirely new reception station in Hobart for the radar and other satellites. We have been making good, steady progress. So, first of all, when we look at the call for comments, we should say, I believe, well, we have progressed. Because in 1984, we were doing nothing. And now in 1994, we have various important satellite ownership issues settled. We're getting the data we want, not what others give us. We have facilities which we didn't have before. We have industry now, which back in 1984 was not qualified to build space equipment. They are now qualified. We have the Space Board funded space research institutes and universities. We have them. So we have these things which I believe are good, but not enough. So I think that what we, the message we should be giving to our, the people who are our representatives through the Department of Government of, that's relevant, saying to our Parliament, we should be saying, we have progressed well, but since you shortchanged what Madigan said was necessary, we really should now simply be ramping up to the equivalent of what Madigan said, adjusted for the CPI index. That is, let us figure out, gentlemen, the following. Back in 1986, the government said, yes, well, maybe Madigan's right, and therefore let's put some money into it and see whether we can get the industry started. And it has. And the industry and the users of Australia are doing that. So having shown they could do it, it is now appropriate to say, let us now go to where Madigan said we should be, because clearly we're capable. That is my attitude, that is the position from which I start in responding to this call from government.
In a sense, we're like someone who's bought an airline ticket to go around the world, but yet hasn't made the investment to actually do the trip and the necessary extra expenditures needed to actually complete the trip.
Very good, very good. And your analogy is exactly like the person who thinks they might cancel it and use the money to go to the pub.
But they won't give a refund.
Well, they won't get the refund, that is very true. But no, we have to remember that space is not a short-term activity. The gestation period of most space programs is 10 years or most. We were lucky to be able to buy into several that were, because we were remarkably lucky, because Australians are known as the sorts of people who can do things. We would not have got into ERS-1 but for a number of factors in our favour. We got in cheaply, we got in quickly, but the point is that the whole space activity, you have to hang in there for several gestation periods. It's not just one gestation period before you really reap the benefit. So it is very appropriate to say we should be think, maybe, okay, let's review it now for another 10 years. Of course, what does rankle is that the space program was reviewed only 18 months ago, and an entirely new space arrangement, the council, was set up. And I think it is a great pity that having gone to the trouble and the expense of that review, the government has chosen to essentially repeat the process. Because it is a regrettable fact that politicians often much prefer to inquire into things than do things. But I hope that the response from the knowledgeable public and particularly the people who benefit from space, will be, yes, keep going, but do it right this time.
What should the public do if they care about space and believe in the same things that we do? What can they do effectively to help that process?
You know, there's an enormous number of levels there. The first thing that the person who has no professional affiliation but a liking for it, or that their children like space and therefore they think of their children growing up in the 21st century, when all the Asian countries will be using the space industries to their benefit and we won't have it. So those mums and dads might do the first thing. Write to your parliamentary member and state very firmly their view in respect of the ramping up of the Australian space program. Secondly, people who are in a professional position, I believe, individually then, it is appropriate, if they have knowledge in the area, to put submissions into the inquiry. I can't quote the address, unfortunately, because I've only just got back from the US myself. But the important thing is to determine to put in a reply addressing the terms of reference. Thirdly, organisations, universities, professional bodies, companies that use remote sensing or use communication satellites, essentially the clients who use space should also be putting in submissions to the inquiry. Fourthly, for the captains of industry who might be listening through their Rotary clubs or through membership of whatever professional bodies in then, they might actually know some ministers in government. Nobble them. Tell them. Ministers of government do listen, and if they see there's a swelling of interest, they take notice, particularly when an election's coming up. And fifthly, there is the media. And you, Andrew, are part of this. The media are an important factor in anything that happens in the Western, in a democracy, and it's particularly true in Australia. So it is very important that the media be made aware of the issue, that the media comments on it. At the time of the proposed termination, as it was rumoured a few months ago, there were some absolutely marvellous letters to the editor of the Financial Review of the Australian, and they, I am certain, along with the faxes that various people sent to the Prime Minister, and I did a fair bit of that, that's what made it happen.